Summer Moonshine by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. It was a glorious morning of blue and gold, of fleecy clouds, and insects droning in the sunshine. What the weather bulletin announcer of the British Broadcasting Corporation, who can turn a phrase as well as the next man, had called the ridge of high pressure extending over the greater part of the United Kingdom south of the Shetland Isles still functioned unabated. Rabbits frisked in the hedgerows, cows mused in the meadows, water voles sported along the river banks, and moving a step higher in the animal kingdom, the paying guests at Sir Buxton Abbott's country seat, Walsingford Hall in the county of Berkshire, were all up and about, taking the air and enjoying themselves according to their various tastes and dispositions. Mr. Chinnery was playing croquet with Mrs. Folsom. Colonel Tanner was telling Mr. War Bonner about life in Poona. Fortunate that he had started talking first, and thus prevented Mr. War Bonner telling him about life in the Malay Estates. Mrs. Shepley was knitting a sock. Mr. Prophet, whose backhand game needed polishing, was practising drives against a wall. Mr. Billing was having a sunbath. And the stout young American, Tubby Vanringham, a towel about his neck, was crossing the terrace on his way down to the river. Prudence Whittaker, Sir Buxton's invaluable secretary, came out of the house, tall and slender and elegant. Directing an austere look at Tubby's receding back, she spoke in a cold, crisp voice, which sounded in the drowsy stillness like ice tinkling in a pitcher. "Mr. Vanringham?" The stout young man turned. He stopped, looked, and stiffened, frigidly raising his eyebrows in a manner that indicated...